system of promotion, probation, purification, and elevation. One must be proved before being approved. God tries and trains God's people before and for advancement. God's path of promotion is very different from the world's system. God says, "For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." God's trials are very different from the trials that we put ourselves in. Our trials are self-fulfilling. God's trials are severe and causes one to ponder the motive of our heart. God asked Adam, "Where art thou?" It was not that God did not know, but asked in the hopes that Adam may ponder the reason why he was in such a place. Adam was where he was because of his disobedience. Although he wanted to blame his wife, the final decision was in his court. God's trials come with the intent to move God's people into the realm of faith. When tested by God, Abraham responded by faith. God does not violate one's will in the test. We have the will to decide like Adam or Abraham. Adam failed probation, but Abraham passed and was promoted. In the test, God purifies his people. God says, "And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God." Jesus was a willing victim who was persecuted by the wicked hands of men. He laid down his life but recognized the hand of God in his affliction. He came and made himself of no reputation, but was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Because he humbled himself and obeyed God, he was highly exalted. The Christian life is a race, and one cannot run effectively with the weight of sin in their life. The joy that was set before the Lord to endure the cross was that the sins of the whole world would be nailed to the cross, past, present, and future, that we would be reconciled to God and ultimately be reunited with all believers. The sins that we commit in our lives have already been accounted for. God says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. After passing probation and being purified in the test, then comes the promotion. Promotion comes when we endure our trials by faith. To grumble or complain in our trials is not faith, but pride. But God says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." The mindset to deal with our trials and our own strength is to deny the power and the provisions of God in our lives. God has a community of believers to encourage us along the way. God wants us to be accountable to the community of faith and to clothe ourselves with humility, and in due season, your promotion will come.